Fucking
hey.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome to the Full Spectrum Cycling Show.
Grim.
Program show number 69, dude.
69, dude. 69. Wild Stallions.
Right?
It's on its way.
Is it?
Yep.
The remake?
The end of the trilogy.
Sequel? When's that out?
Probably next year. Everything's been kind of nudged.
Bill S. Preston, Esquire.
Ted Theodore Logan. I am an FBI. Hey, well, wait. Crossing the streams there.
Going into point break.
I am an FBI agent.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. I pushed a button and something happened.
Oy.
No, we don't want that to happen. Cut it out. Stop pushing buttons when you don't know what you're doing. Holy mackerel. Well, Chewy was here last week.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yes.
That was might have been one of the craziest shows we've ever had.
I don't even know if I looked to see if there was any comments. Probably there aren't. Nobody listens to this show anyway. So.
Oh, except for Chewy when we talk about electric bikes, because he knows how much he loves them.
Right?
He won't agree with us.
I don't know. I'm not sure that he didn't kind of wishy-washy a little bit.
He wishy-washied. He flip-flopped.
That's it. It's a flip-flop.
That was a flip-flop.
He said Sue was happy with the popcorn, so he may grace us with his presence again.
Nice. I hope he doesn't have to spend the night in the same bed with Dave.
Ron. Here's what Lynn said. She left a comment. I love my e-bike. I rode a custom bike for years, and then I got old. Your conversation about e-bikes was disgusting and insulting to serious old riders. Mine is a Stromer. My husband rides. She wrote all in small case letters, so it's hard for me to decipher. Mine is a Stromer. My husband rides 10 miles to work, then 10 miles home. It ain't an easy ride. The hills work your legs every day. When you come to San Diego, stop by for a coffee and a ride. My husband roasts his own beans.
Mm.
Well, that sounds like an invitation to chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about the disgusting part. Well, thank you, Lynn, for your comment. It's certainly a divisive, are we saying now? Not divisive?
Divisive
is what I've been hearing on NPR, so that must be the way you say it. Anyway, topic, e-bikes, as are many other things out there. Things are divisive.
Yes, right now.
Like somebody started a petition on change.org asking Yeti Cycles to stop using the word tribe in their marketing. Mm. It's been successful. Apparently, Yeti's not using the word tribe in their marketing anymore.
All right.
I kind of thought of the fat bike people as a tribe, so to speak. I don't know.
Are we going to stop using the word fat because it's offensive to some people?
Well, I did think about that when we sell bikes for heavy people and fat bikes, which are not necessarily for fat people.
No.
But I could see weight-challenged folks starting a petition. I'm not going to change the name of it, but...
Yeah.
It is what the bike is. It has nothing to do with the person on top of it.
But I mean, I could see.
But anyway, yeah. So, you know,
everyone's got a bitch about something.
There's probably another word they could use.
Husky.
Then tribe.
Oh,
we're back to tribe. Yeah, you're right.
Clan.
Yeah.
Oh, husky.
I don't know if you want to go with clan.
No. Oh, you definitely don't want to go to that.
Group.
Don't go to that store.
Group.
Can you imagine the Washington football team right now, the new Washington football team that doesn't have a name, talking about this and trying to go, well, I don't know, I don't want to be offensive to anybody anymore, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's got to be a challenge.
I was of the ilk, just go with Warriors.
But how come Marquette can't be the Warriors then?
Freaking stupid.
Right.
All you have to do is change the logo. You don't have to change the Warrior.
It was a conquistador, if I remember right.
I
mean, it was whatever. I don't want to get
right.
But I'm just saying,
you're talking about a sport. I care nothing about anyway, so it's not really that big a deal.
Well,
Warriors generic enough, and
it's in Golden State too.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. So the Washington Wussies.
Yeah, that's my one-off team after the Packers. So I'm watching it with a little bit of passive interest. If there's a sports ball thing going on this year, but
right.
Top of the hill?
Yeah, I guess already. It's an early crest of the hill because I just took a big slam of that beer.
Ah, it's delicious.
It says it right on the label, Stone Delicious IPA.
And it is.
I was wondering if with a label like that, plus it has a really cool kind of skull. What's that guy? A Minotaur? Isn't that a Minotaur? What is he?
No, Lucifer?
Yeah, maybe. It's got horns and stuff. But it's a citrusy IPA with lemon drop and El Dorado hops.
Yeah. Lemon drop.
And that's clearly some new hybrid.
And it's 7.7%.
Yeah, it's which too easy to drink for 7.7.
Well, before I get too far into this, I had to let everybody know that at least Sven's portion of the show today is kind of sponsored by Cinderella 99, which would be a hybrid sativa kind of a thing.
Okay, now we know.
So if I get off the rails a little bit, we'll
know why.
Now we'll have an explanation as to why.
Look, a blue car.
Yeah. I always want a blue car.
I'm so happy because it's a happy thing. It's a happy strain, I guess.
So did you guys drive this weekend? Because I had to go visit. Well, I didn't have to. I went and visited my mother for the first time since the shit hit the fan.
Wow.
94-year-old kicking ass.
Nice.
Did you stay 6 feet away from her?
I mean, when we had masks on, we did briefly greet. But otherwise, yes. We kept a very good distance. Molly made a beautiful, she's going to hate me because a good thing she never listens to these, but she made my mom's favorite orange chicken, like Aldi's orange chicken.
Nice. Is it like sort of the, can we call it Chinese food still or is it Asian? What do we call it?
You throw it in the oven.
You throw it in the oven. Can we call it Chinese food without getting yelled at?
Well, it's probably, it's Chinese. It's from Panda Express type setup.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's like, just little chicken. It's chicken nuggets with like an orange sauce and rice. And
but Molly made it instead of bought it or bought.
No, she bought it. That's what my mom wanted.
Well, there you go.
And it was
makes it easy.
It was fine. You know, it's great to go visit her for the first time in ages. So.
Yeah, I was supposed to see my mom on Tuesday, but her facility recently got tested, and everybody in the facility is negative, so they're happy about that. But
they don't want anyone.
I didn't want her to. Well, she could come out, say she'd go into the doctor or something because it was my birthday and she wanted to buy me lunch. And I'm like, yeah, let's just put that on hold. We can eat lunch in another however long year or so. But I've been now getting wary about travel again.
We did also get this while we were visiting my mom, which the viewers aren't going to be able to see.
Wait, what the heck? Is that is that a wedding dress?
It's Molly's wedding dress.
Oh, right on.
And you notice the coffee cup that Cleon's holding?
I cannot see the coffee cup from here. And I'm not going to get close enough to you to see it. We're, JK's got laser eyes, so you can probably see it. You can send me the picture of the coffee cup.
That's been a casualty of the COVID pandemic.
It's just a coffee cup.
I've gone to reading glasses.
Oh, boy. Oh no.
Can you read it now?
Oh, it says F, what do they call that thing? Asterisk.
Fire truck.
CK?
Yeah.
It's, don't say fire
no,
truck.
It just plain on says fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cleon had to try on Molly's dress as soon as we got home.
I didn't know your young daughter knew
from
those
my,
words.
From my, yeah, right. 15 years old, I know every word. Jesus Christ. Don't be fooling yourself.
Garrett's back to doing Nika stuff, but they're just practicing at this point. But they are also going to... Hey, what's up? Steve walked in the door.
Yeah, come on in.
Just doing a show, yeah. Just doing a little rapping and chatting about cycling stuff and... Hey, there's Steve. Tony gave up his headpiece for Steve.
Thanks, Tony. This is nice. What are we talking about?
Right now we're talking about you. Steve lives right behind the shop in a nice house with a roll CR1 bike in it.
Oh, it's great. I love it. My favorite bike I ever owned. I get so many compliments.
Yeah, I've seen you out on it quite a bit. What do you got there?
Got some fresh veins from the Black Husky.
Oh, that's dangerous stuff from Black Husky.
Aren't they a sponsor of this show?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, we mention them more often than not. Ours today is Stone Delicious.
Oh, I love those too.
IPA. Which we just talked about a little bit.
Any IPA I like.
Right on. So what's happening with you during these trying times?
Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Is there people listening to us right now, or are we just recording?
No, we're just recording.
Oh, okay.
But on Friday, 1,000 people will listen to it, or whatever it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that your
or one?
Is that the number of people that listen?
Yeah, somewhere between 1 and 1,000.
Oh man! No, I came in to. Actually, I got the dream team here, so I came in to talk about an idea.
Right on.
Are you are you ready to hear about this idea?
We are.
Are you okay sharing it publicly?
I'll muffle what I have to muffle. With the success of the number of bikes that you guys are selling, are you interested in any more space that has a much free range? You can ride the bikes in an enclosed area, very cheap rent.
Potentially.
Everything under one roof.
Is it the place on Vienna?
It's not on Vienna.
Okay.
But it's right next to my building to the south. So I'll keep that.
Oh, okay.
So your viewers don't know who I am under what my building is, but it's to the south. But
I know which one. I think I know which one you're talking about.
We have the ability to have an enormous amount of space for dirt cheap with a huge fenced-in parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so here, so
I'll leave it at that.
So I did talk to the other fellow with the other big-ass building over on Vienna, and I briefly talked about moving in there because it is right on the Beer Line Trail, which mm-hmm. is kind of cool, mm-hmm. but that Beer Line Trail goes nowhere right now, so that's not that cool. Mm-hmm. But I had talked to him about doing a pump track outside because there's a bunch of outside land, and then even an inside one, which is, I don't know if you've ever seen one. We'll have to show you what a pump track is. Quite possibly the coolest thing in the world. They don't take up much space, and they give you an incredible workout when you're riding them. Mm-hmm. Basically, you use mounds that look like sine waves, mm-hmm. and you use your own body, not pedaling, but your body muscles up and down, like pushing down into the hole and pulling up over the things to get your speed up. And it's just an incredible workout. So
cool. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you got space over there.
We should go eyeball that over there. I'm not going to give the building away, but
yeah,
there's 384,000 square feet available.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You guys aren't going to be able to hear me because I'm in the background, but speaking of not giving the building away, Greg, that building.
Tony, building.
Kitty corner from Escuela de Fratini sold.
For how much?
I don't know yet.
I know. Oh, whatever.
You know which building we're talking about?
Give me the hint again.
It's right across.
I didn't hear
Kitty corner from the school, Fratini Street School.
From Fratini Street School.
It's like a kind of a little.
And one that's on the total brownfield.
I don't know if it's a commune in there.
Oh yeah, I tried to pick that up and.
That's right, where you got the disco balls.
Right.
Yeah, and they wanted to get.
I can tell you all about that if you want to. I know all the numbers if you want to hear it. Yeah, it sold for $130,000 cash, and then he flipped it. He's trying to flip it for $740,000.
Right. Yeah, that's because I asked him that too. I'm like, get out of here! Because
I tried really hard to get that to make a small event.
We know
space
who bought it.
Of,
that's why.
Yeah, wedding events, sir.
Oh yeah, what's his name?
So that's some local Milwaukee.
I can name him, but I'm not going.
Local Milwaukee real estate news.
I don't know how
here
podcasts
on.
Work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, you know, we veer off into the real estate every once in a while.
Well,
but it's cycling oriented because you've got potentially a lot of space. So I'm interested in learning more.
Well, what I'm trying to do is
sort of.
I have the ability because I know the owner of the building that we're talking about, and he's given me an opportunity to rent a huge amount of space for a pretty decent price to continue the vision that I have for making small storefronts, basically entrepreneurs, events, all kinds of cool stuff in that fenced-in area. So that would almost be like a shopping mall
right
facade
on.
In a fenced-in area.
So I had that vision for the space across Fratney from us.
Yep.
Basically, using the two big mounds that are on each end would have a short-track mountain bike course, and then kind of lining the back would be juice bar, bike shop, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Same basic idea, I think.
Woodwork?
But yeah. No. But that's
unfortunately, we know those developers, and they're not willing to budge on their price.
No,
it makes
I know.
It completely infeasible.
We were just going to go in there and do it rogue for now.
We could probably ask them. We have some ties. We can maybe do it, but we need to have a conglomerate of people that want to share the vision that I'm going to present to you eventually with some renderings.
Right on.
And see if we can all be in the same house together.
That would be sweet because I have two spaces now. Combining them into one would be handy.
Yeah.
And right on. We'll keep us posted.
Well, thanks for letting me be a guest.
Sure.
This is pretty cool.
Thanks for sharing a new vision.
Whoever is listening to me, I'm not that interesting. But I'm busy. I sell a COVID-approved disinfecting tablet, so we're blowing up right now. But that's my normal day-to-day job. You guys probably don't know that.
Right on. No, I got an idea what you sort of do.
Yeah.
You can't just make money looking handsome and, you know.
The guys at the Black Husky were just making fun of my hair. They said I have to grow a rat tail. I said, at my age, I'm pleased I can grow it.
Hence the hat.
Right on.
I'm turning this back over to Tony.
All right, Steve. Thanks for stopping in, man.
Thanks for having me.
You get a cut next month, 3 years.
Shit.
Yeah, have fun, man. Tony, seriously, I'll consider it. I can walk you through that space and something.
Yeah, right on. Sounds good.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, Steve.
Great one.
That's neighbor Steve there, folks.
Yeah.
Walking out the door, putting his hand through his hair. Now he's going out in the rain. Now he's turning the corner. Now I can't see him anymore, so and I can't tell you what he's
stealing
doing.
Stealing his beer.
But I can tell you that he will be less than 100 feet away for quite a while because he's going to his house.
I know. He's literally like, if you go out the back door, if you could go straight through the back wall, so he's what, 7 feet from that wall?
Yeah, something like that.
In a really cool pad.
That was cracking me up, though. He's like, I could name a name. And I am sitting there. I know
the name. I could name a name.
It is.
It's also.
It is insane.
Clandestine.
It's insanely in orbit.
All right. So now we're happy. Let's bring everybody down for a second. George Kapitz's shop, Broken Spoke, up in Green Bay, got broken into.
Yeah, bullshit.
And it doesn't sound like it was a protest related thing. It sounds like it was a very well planned. You know, a couple vehicles and multiple people, and it sounds
they
like
knew they
kind of knew how to get at it, get it out and quick.
It looked like they targeted like specific bikes they knew were worth a lot of money.
It sounded like most of them were specialized somethings because he's a pretty big specialized dealer.
Right. Yeah, the pictures he posted were primarily those.
Yeah.
He didn't assign a number, but just said a lot. And
right. He's got a Facebook page. Maybe you can check it out. If somebody's trying to sell you a specialized bike for a really good deal, I'd be wary and check a serial number for sure.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Bike thieves suck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The bike thieves. Yeah, that's really an uncool thing to do. You know, a guy's running a business trying to, you know, make it work during these difficult times, and then some jackass has got to steal shit, so, you know. That's uncool. I don't know. Did we have the things off the thing last week? The boards off the windows?
No,
that's new this week.
Fresh.
Yeah. So after no 6 weeks of having our windows boarded up, more from a vandalism standpoint, I wasn't that worried about people stealing stuff because it's hard to get stuff out of here. I specifically made it that way. So, you know, I'm sure you could if you were a skilled thief get shit, but here's the thing. My bike shop will have no bikes in it by the time you get here, so don't worry about it.
Yes, we can see out the window on this.
Right. Yeah, which
sunshiny day.
You know, from a sun perspective, it sucks. It lets way more heat in here, so I'm going to...
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna put some window tint on or something just to kind of knock the heat down. Even? Yeah, maybe just something. Maybe. I mean, if I put the film on the glass, though, that's even better for crash protection for the glass.
Yeah, for sure.
And you'd kind of have to stick your face up to it now, unless the light's on to look in.
Right.
You know. So right. I don't know. I'm with the way things are going in our particular shop, which was booming until the freaking the boarded up thing made it look closed. That wasn't that great. But the way things are changing and the potential for another year of working by appointment only, I'm going to repurpose the space a little bit. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens when people can actually come in more than one person at a time into the store.
For real.
For reals.
For real.
For rizzle. Did we talk about Yoshizo Shimano passing away? Did we talk about that?
No, I was going to bring it up.
I must have kind of skipped over that to Cinderella 99 just in my haste to get to
not at all. No, yeah, I noticed it last week, but last week was last week's show.
Right,
yeah,
all right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
Don't need to be a downer.
He was 85 years old, so, you know, and he was, I think, the third president or something of the company.
Fourth, I believe. Maybe. It was like the owner, then like two of his brothers, and then him.
Yeah, that was.
But he, introduced the more.
Yeah, he was like the U.S. sales manager and shit like that. I think our buddy Kevin Wren was pretty good pals with him. So he had a good long ride.
Yeah.
And then he's on goddamn.
And fishing reels and other Shimano oriented things.
That's right there. Kind of a, what's the term? Multi conglomerate?
Sure.
Vast. They have a vast empire.
Well, they have. Are you here? Let me get even weirder with my business degree. They are. Horizontally integrated.
Oh, for crying out loud! They're not a silo. They're horizontally integrated.
Oh my god! It's all about putting more syllables in one extra name.
They cross industries because they're big in the cycling industry. They're big into the fishing industry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've got their name out there that are
You know what I'm big into? This Bernie's slab of jerky.
Boiny.
Sorry, Ron, I had this for last week's show, but I kind of forgot about it in all the chaos of the show was chaotic enough. The after show ride was was where I got a very nice looking bruise.
Oh Lord, yes.
Did you fall again?
I did the splits. I kind of slipped in the water and did the splits, which I don't normally do. So I pulled my hamstring pretty good.
There's normally not a derby in the water.
This was after I left.
There was a derby
right?
in the fountain.
Oh,
derby
in the fountain. I left.
Which there was
because I had a big day at work, and I'm glad I was not dealing with this.
Well, I had a big night at work the entire time. I'm right here.
Oh yeah,
was it the UWM fountain?
Yeah, right at Curtin Hall.
I had gone back. I had gone the day before, and it was
empty.
But it was empty. They were working on it.
The head of IT, I got busted riding my fat bike through that fountain one day on a really hot day with Cleon and Molly. And literally, like, he comes walking out after one of his employees rode through it and then came back. And he's like, oh, by the way, this is Tony Berger. He's like, oh, I've heard a lot about you. I'm like, does it involve me riding my fat bike through this fountain?
I'll tell you what, I don't think they care because two very nice lady police, UWM people walked right by kind of giggling and they didn't even say anything.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But we were only in there for 15 minutes, but enough for me to stretch my leg out pretty good.
It
gave me an idea for tattoos, though. I thought every time you get a good bruise, you get the tattoo laid over it so it looks like a bruise. I wonder how many people's bodies would just be, like, covered.
Oh.
That sounds really painful, man.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't have to happen when the bruise is there.
Tattooed? Okay, there you go.
You can go later when the bruise has subsided.
That helps a little.
As long as you have a picture to reference it, and they can recreate it as a tattoo.
A different pigmentation. I know that. Yeah,
it's got legs.
I would be even uglier than I am now.
I would be very purple.
This idea, I tell you. Hey, guess what?
I would be a purple person. You'd look at me and I would be purple.
I haven't been paying attention to the user line at 717-727-2453. No, we might have, though.
Oh, sorry if you called and we didn't.
Yeah, sorry, Jason. We didn't get our 3 minutes of Jason. We'll have to hook him up for show number 70.
God.
That'd be heavenly.
Right? 3 minutes, man.
I think I'm just going to say.
I forgot about something else. Okay, keep going.
I've said this in the past, and Tim, you're a great guy, Tony. You guys are killer. I do not believe that this beer, I am having a vein right now.
Oh, now we're talking about Black Husky.
I do not believe this is 6.8. This is way stronger than
big.
6.8.
Somehow Tony veered into Black Huskyville.
I did because I'm drinking Black Huskyville.
So I don't know where I saw it. I can't find it right now. But we got an email from Old Bear. Yeah. Mike, J.K. knows Old Bear. I need to find it so I can, maybe next week I'll read it on the show. But anyway, we heard from Old Bear, old of Weekly Dose of Fat, and riding his bike down there and somewhere in the south, hopefully, nice. Where they're...
Aren't Bar.
Well, his name's Old Bar, but...
Bar.
Yeah, good to know he's out and kicking, man.
What's that?
Old Bear?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I can't find the email. I'll find it. I don't know.
Oh, I was thinking about that.
There's
guy.
Too many ways to contact.
Sick of it.
I told the guy that's always messaging me that's like, I check that about once or twice a week. I email, I got to check all the time. Text messages, I usually get pretty quickly, but
email's dead though, dude.
Yeah.
No one's emailing anymore. It's crazy.
You want to get a hold of me, that's the way you're going to do it. Put it that way. I'm not going to go to somebody else's way of getting a hold of me.
God, so frustrating.
Don't even call me on the phone. I've had Crumudgeonville here.
Teams. I've had to relearn how to use a fax machine.
What? Oh, for Christ's
sake.
Really?
I am not. Yeah, for real.
Analog fax?
No. I mean, it's a network printer.
Email fax. Gotcha.
But all the same. I have to push the buttons and the numbers, and it goes sending and shit. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
I mean, it is like totally 8 steps backwards.
So, are you going into the office?
Occasionally.
Okay. So am I.
Two fax things. Because I have to.
I'm going to replace toner
now. Yeah. Jesus.
I had to do that today. Oh. I had to go to the office to replace toner, which was fun.
Well, it is what it is.
I'm working on the warehouse to try and realize my vision, but now if Steve's going to come and cloud it with a bunch of space that might be fun
to
have.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I can't. It's like,
Greg's, I can just see like him just like rolling in his head. We're like, ooh, I know where this space is.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with some money though somehow probably. But yeah. we'll see what he's got going.
Depends on what his version of cheap rent is.
Well, as long as it's subsidized, so it's, you know.
Cheap.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really cheap.
We'll figure it out. I'm sure there you could be a percentage of sales kind of thing on part of it. You know, it's like, oh, the rent is really low, but when you make money, I'm going to make money too kind of thing.
Well, Which kind of makes some sense. With a pump track and stuff too, I think you can also, if they could draw a crowd that might be more like, you know, like food and snacks.
Are those business school words?
No.
Yeah. No, I think his vision is good. It's the same vision I've had since the old Gimbel's warehouse was still down there and I wanted to put a skateboard park in there.
Yeah.
It's having the ancillary businesses around the activity. I think it would be kick-ass.
You mean the Gimbel's warehouse? It's now the apartment building on Commerce? Yep. I always love that building.
Yep.
It looks like shit now, by the way.
That's true.
They took that beautiful Cream City Burke building and stuccoed it and made it look like shit.
Yeah, it would have looked a lot cooler with a mountain bike course and a skateboard park in it.
And sandblasted and beautiful Cream City Burke restored. Yeah.
All it takes is money. You know, all these visions, all these dreams can come true with the right amount of cash. So,
did you see the?
You know, I'm
Ireland,
not going to beg, but if anybody has money and doesn't need it and wants to have a cool thing happen, send it this way, and we'll put it to good use. And you'll be welcome at your kick-ass spot anytime.
And we may be able to pay you back.
And I have a vision. I just can't put it out there yet because I'm not drawn. You know, I'm not a good drawer.
Sure.
Are you a bum looker?
So your name's not Simon?
I like doing drawings.
My name
is Simon.
Not my bum. Bum looker. Cheeky monkey.
True. Hey. what else? Anything else on the list? What do we got? No. Bikes. We do have a few bikes left here at the store, but I'm mostly going to list those locally. And things are starting to open up again. I did get a note from Roll that they're almost ready to roll again. So, you know, after they kind of
music move on that one.
Yeah, they kind of dropped the ball. I mean, everybody dropped the ball though, so can't really blame them.
These are,
here's another shitty thing. It's shitty. For us anyway, and for a lot of dealers. Starting January, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm gonna because I got the news today. Starting in January, Club Ride is going full on dealer or consumer direct. They're getting rid of dealer support.
Yeah, bite me.
Yeah, well, they've been kind of screwing the pooch for a while on all their discounts all the time and stuff. Right. It's still good stuff, Mike. I love it. But
it
geez,
is good stuff. But yeah,
it's probably the right move though to go direct if you're going to run everything at 30% off all the time.
Right.
Because then there's no room for a dealer margin for the guy to put it on his shelf and let people see it and put their sweaty pits on it and try it in, you know, try it on. And I'm sure it will. It's good stuff. Go buy Club Ride stuff, even though they don't support dealers anymore. Well, at least in January. Not bitter. Sorry if you know, whatever. Mike sent a note, so I'm sure it's public knowledge now. If it won't, it will be by today.
Friday.
Because I'm going to post it all over the internet.
Friday.
Oh, boy.
They don't even use the internet
anymore. Well, I'm just saying.
So did you guys get out? I mean, I know you didn't get out on well, Steed. I tried
to get out on the Steed. I threw my leg over and I went, I think I'm going to go have a beer. That's pretty much what my head thought that day. No, it's getting better, though. I did ride around a little yesterday and it just needs to be worked again.
We checked out the garden show.
Nice. I saw you and Kim at the Bream and Cafe.
Yep. That was the garden show Voot played earlier. Voot!
That was a good show.
Yeah, for sure. And then
that went well.
What was it? For a
socially distanced show.
Yeah, kind of a picking.
That said, I was in the garden as a tech advisor, so I was well away from all the other people.
Right. I was making my dance back and forth and forth and back. And there was a little one of the Zito ride walkie by bike ride on Sunday.
You did that?
Yeah.
I heard Bill came along.
Yeah, that was cool. Talk to him.
Faux eyes.
He wants to be back on the show.
Oh, right on.
He asked me back on the show, man. He's so much fun.
He's still happier than hell on that. He's like, my first podcast, my first podcast. And only since then, so might as well.
Yeah, what is it? 3 p.m. Central Mondays? is his show.
Noon to three
Mondays on WMSC. Yeah. You can get him. You'll get him as Faux Eyes. You'll get him as DJ Heavy Set
at the 2 o'clock hour for the Jamdemic.
But it's the same guy.
You got to strap on the roller skates, clear to dance floor.
Hey, give WMSC.org a listen. They don't give us any money or anything. In fact, I don't know. I think we all here sitting at this table give them money so that they keep doing what they do.
Got my 2020 donation sticker in the mail.
Right on. I wish those stickers weren't so big because I want to, they're humongous.
They're pretty big.
Pretty freaking big.
Yeah, they fit on a car windshield well.
Right on.
Yes, you need to listen to that radio station.
Yeah, I did. I got my little letter. And the sticker, simply because I mean I'm a sustaining member, so they take out money every month. Yeah. But then during the fundraiser, it's like, oh, you can do a one time donation, and then that's what I did during Von Munn's show, $6.66, just because.
I think he thanked Fat Bike Mike.
Dingo.
Fat Bike Mike.
You have to have your call in,
right on,
radio alias.
Yeah, for sure.
The way this world works. Or way my world works.
All right. Well, I somehow, with Steve's help, even though that may have been cryptic speak, we got through another show. So show 70 next week. And I imagine we'll be here unless something changes. And then we'll tell you about it anyway.
69. Bye-bye.
Boom, boom, boom.